Blog Talk Radio.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied there was a noise, and behold a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, Prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, Thus saith the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, Our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves, and cause you to come up out of your graves, and bring you into the land of Israel. And ye shall know that I am the Lord, when I have opened to your graves, O my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I the Lord have spoken it, and performed it, saith the Lord.
I think about all he's done, how he changed my life and made it so much better. I'm just in awe, it's so amazing, yeah, yeah. Many times I was down on my knees crying, looking for the answer, but I couldn't find it at all, yeah. But he always came on time and made it right.
I'm just a human.
Shalom, 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 and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your servant, Georgia Johnson. Today, family, is the 10th of October. October. The 10th of October, 2013. Once again, I want to get back into our Father's Word, and we're going to tie up a series that we did a while back called Toward Truth, What About Yahushua? Where we're going to have the conclusion, which is part six today. The Toward Truth, What About Yahushua? Okay, I think everybody will be edified in the set-apart spirit with this particular reading, which we're going to be reading out of the book of Galatians today. We're going to give understanding because many believe that it is of the physical. They say they have faith. They say, oh, yeah, it's spiritual, but the message that you are receiving from them is purely physical. And those who are teaching that as well as those who are listening to that, the outcome for this behavior is not fruitful to the Father. And we'll give that explanation momentarily. But we're going to go to the book of Galatians because it does deal with the law. And there's a lot said in there. And I'm going to be giving understanding as I read the scripture. Family, I've been going over scripture with a lot of newcomers our way. And when they hear this, it's such a blessing to them because not too many people are speaking this with total truth. Let's say that. They might give them a little bit here, but then they go right back to the fleshly, worldly message, and it's a little bit of leaven added. So Yahushua said a little leaven leavens the whole lump. We want to have ours without leaven in it. So we're going to read our Father's Word and get that understanding. First, everyone just raise your hands with me, and let's just thank the Father. Dear Heavenly Father, we say hallelujah, hua. We thank you, Father, and we praise you, Father, every day in every part of our being, our mind, our body, and our set-apart spirit. Father, we thank you and we praise you for giving us the opportunity to go through your word with understanding, which we are operating and led by your set-apart spirit. Father, we ask for a blessing over everyone who is here, who is listening. We ask for a blessing over me, over my mouth, my body, and my set-apart spirit so that I can operate and deliver your word with understanding. Father, as I plant the seeds, Father, you water them. You give the increase. And let those who are still somehow caught in the flesh, let them understand the spirit. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Yahushua's set-apart name. Hallelujah. Hua. All right, family, we're ready to go. We're ready to go. Hey, I gave everybody the links to where we're reading from. I want to go first just to give some people some understanding about this. You will get the full understanding when all said and done. But in the book of John, chapter 8, verses 31 and 36, I'm going to read it for you. This is Yahushua. Remember, Yahushua in the book of John 8, where he was talking about what they have dwelling inside of them, the scribes and the Pharisees, which was basically a soul, and it didn't come from our Father, our set-apart Father, which was a set-apart spirit. It wasn't that. They said that your Father is the devil. Many people don't get the understanding for that. Many people don't understand that there are, the Christian world will say, oh, you got to be good or bad. You either are a heathen or you're a Christian. None of that stuff falls true. What the Father is speaking of is what resides in you. Yahushua came to take what was in us and bring it out. Take off the old man, put on the new man. He's talking about the spirit. See, everybody doesn't have the set-apart spirit like you are taught in world religion today. Not everybody has it. When we go to John 8, verse 31, it reads, Then said Yahushua to those Hebrews, which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Yahushua answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, ye are free indeed. Because it's a physical thing. It's a spiritual thing. Our bodies are the physical. Our bodies are the vessels. Okay, but what resides in that vessel is what's important right now. When we look at the Father's word, he says, he's telling, and I will leave the word, it says Jews in there. And really, I probably should leave that word in there because we have some lost sheep, supposedly, which are really Jews. They call themselves, a lot of them call themselves Jews on these Hebrew videos, but they do not have that set apart spirit dwelling in them. They can't take it spiritual. So there were some that believed on them, but there were some that didn't believe on them. There were many who were under the teachings of the scribes and the Pharisees. Until you take off the old man and put on the new man, get a circumcision of the heart and not of the flesh, operate out of the set-apart spirit, have a renewing of your mind, body, and set-apart spirit, there is no way that you can be free indeed. Free indeed. Free at last. Free at last. Well, many who are preaching that message, still preaching it today, they're talking about the mind and the body. But they left out the spirit. That's how you're free indeed, because your mind, your body, and that set-apart spirit is all dwelling. It's free. Free from the bondage of this world. Anything else is just free. You might not have a yoke of iron on your neck, but you got another bondage on you that should not be there. So we want to go to speaking the Father's word as written with understanding out of the book of Galatians. And I ask everyone to join me. I ask everyone to join me. This is going to go in conjunction with Torah Truth, What About Yahushua? This is the final of the series, and this gives the most understanding for those who want to push the law on you, not understanding what Yahushua came to do. Because, see, the law, it tells us in the scripture that the law could not give life. That was all under New Covenant. That was all under the Old Covenant, the Torah. But it could not bring life. Under the New Covenant, which is Yahushua, which is the Word, which is the Spirit that was in the beginning that became flesh, it brought life. It was a fulfillment of the prophets, the prophecy, and the Torah. So we're going to get the understanding by going to the book of Galatians and just wrapping it up so beautifully for everyone to get understanding. So I asked everyone, I gave you guys a link. Go ahead and open up to Galatians 1. Let's get to it. I'm going to read out my little dollar store Bible here, family, because they have a little something in here I'm going to read. It says the apostles, which mean letters. These are letters. Paul was writing letters. It says the apostle of Paul, apostles of Paul, the apostle to the Galatians. Now, remember, he went out teaching the Gentiles. He went out everywhere teaching the lost sheep of the house of Israel, still in the lineage of straight from Adam through Jacob, the 12 tribes, which would produce, which is the tribe of Judah, Yahushua. So this lineage right here. But many of them went a little to the left and a little to the right. Paul had to go teach them. Okay, let's find out about it. It says, the Galatians, having launched their Hebrew experience by faith, seems content to leave their voyage of faith and chart a new course based on works, a course Paul finds disturbing. His letter to the Galatians is a vigorous attack against the gospel of works and a defense of the gospel of faith. It says Paul begins by setting forth his credentials as an apostle with a message from the Most High. Blessings come from the Most High Yahuwah on the basis of faith, not law. The law declares men guilty and imprisons them. Faith sets men free to enjoy liberty in Yahushua. But liberty is not license. Freedom in Yahushua means freedom to produce the fruits of righteousness through a set-apart spirit, a set-apart led lifestyle. Now, We're going to go and begin reading Galatians 1. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Yahushua, and Yahuwah the Father, who raised him from the dead. And all the brethren, all the Hebrews, men, women, children, all the brethren which are with me, unto the churches or assemblies. Okay, that word should be assemblies. Unto the assemblies of Galatia. So all the Hebrews that were out there, he sent them a letter. Grace be to you and peace, shalom, from Yahuwah the Father and from our Redeemer, Yahushua, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil world, according to the will of Yahuwah our Father. To whom be glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Verse 6, Paul states, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you in to the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel. So that tells us they're reading out the same book. But somewhere along the line, they're not speaking Yahushua. They're speaking something else. Paul says, verse 6, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Yahushua. They're going to leave him out. They might not say they're leaving him out, but what they're saying leaves them out. Paul says, hey, I marvel at this. And frankly, I marvel today why many people are not operating out the spirit to hear it when it's spoken. Even by those who say, hey, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Pay attention. Paul says, this right here is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Yahushua. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And we said before, as we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or the Most High? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be a servant of Yahushua. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Yahushua. Remember Damascus? That was Yahushua that approached Paul. Verse 13, for ye have heard of my conversations in past time in the Hebrews faith. Okay, he's talking about he was a Pharisee. Paul was a Pharisee named Saul persecuting our people. So he's letting you know in verse 13, for you have heard of my conversations in time past in the Hebrews faith, how that beyond measure I persecuted the assembly of the Most High Yahuwah, and I wasted it. That's Paul was doing that when his name was Saul before the conversion. 14, and profited in the Hebrews' faith above my equals in my own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. What is he talking about? He said, and profited in the Hebrews' faith. The Hebrews, the set-apart people, he was profiting in it like some are doing today. He says, above many my equals in my own nation. He was Paul was a Benjamite. He was an Israelite, correct? He was of the 12 tribes. He was of the southern kingdom, okay, which is called the Judah. So he's saying that he profited. He profited with what we had that was sacred. He profited like many are doing today. He says, be more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. What is he talking about? All you got to do is go back to Jeremiah, how Jeremiah was speaking against our people. He said, just read all the way up to Jeremiah 16:19. If it makes you feel better, you'll understand that he was talking to the Hebrews. Jeremiah says that at the end time, that the Hebrews, they use the word Gentiles. They talk about lost sheep. That the Hebrews are going to come from across the four corners of the earth where they were scattered. It says the ends of the earth, but they were scattered. And they're going to say, our fathers have taught us lies, vanities, things where there's no profit. Well, Paul right here, he says, of the traditions of my fathers. What do you think Paul was speaking about? Paul was teaching what Yahushua spoke against. Paul was continually to teach like the scribes and the Pharisees Yahushua was speaking against. John the Baptist was speaking against. Jeremiah was speaking against. Isaiah was speaking against. Yahuwah spoke against. It's a twisted up version of the truth. They're going to read out the same book, but you're going to get a different understanding. That's what he's talking about. But we understand that Paul, even in his most corrupt state, Paul was removed from that. Because at the time of dispensation, when Paul was to wake up, boom, he had the truth. Not everybody going to wake up to this truth. Not everybody going to have an ear to hear, nor eyes to see. But it was meant for Paul. The most, if you look at him, the lowest base of all the people, all the Hebrews. But he was chosen. Go figure. Go figure that. It says, but when it pleased the Most High Yahuwah, who separated me, put me apart, set apart me from my mother's womb. And that's where you get set apart, right in your mother's womb. Because before you were placed in your mother's womb, the Father knew you. He called you. You were separated. Okay? This goes back to Adam and Eve back in the garden. Okay? They were separated from whatever else was out there. Let's call it the nations, maybe. The hybrids, the people that was not called from the Most High, same as today. We're scattered amongst them today, family. It tells us, but when it pleased Yahuwah, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, and many of us lost sheep, have grace and mercy. You're sitting in churches, you still got grace and mercy. It's not your time to wake up, but when you hear the truth, accept it. Accept the truth. Verse 16. It says, I'm going to read 15 and 16 together. But when it pleased Yahuwah, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me, that means you got to set the bar spirit, by his grace, to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. What heathen? Well, the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Immediately, I conferred not with the flesh and blood. He's telling you, whereas before, I was dealing with flesh and blood. I was of the physical. I was a scribe and a Pharisee who sat on Moses' seat teaching flesh. That's what he's telling you. But immediately, upon the Most High revealing his son in Paul, Paul says, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, not of the physical. He went spiritual. Spiritual. Let's go on. 17. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the brother of Yahushua. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before the Most High, I lie not. Why does Paul have to keep saying he lie not? Because he was dealing with the same group of people we dealing with in 2013 who can't take it spiritual. They think you're lying when you tell them, hey, it's not about the flesh. You ain't got to stockpile. You ain't got to wear garbs. You don't have to distribute yourself to a different part of the earth because, so say, America, Babylon is going to be destroyed. It's not about a male or a female. There's only three powers of authority. They don't understand the truth. Paul had to say that he conferred not anymore with the flesh and the blood. He got out of the physical. He went to the spiritual. spiritual. Because who dwells in us? Well, Yahuwah and Yahushua, according to the word. Say, take off that old man, which is the flesh. Remember, the flesh was put on us after we did not obey in the garden. Adam and Eve were kicked out, and they were given coats of skin. Now, Yahushua came to prepare us for the spiritual kingdom. And many want to leave on the coats of skin, the flesh. They want to listen to the scribes and the Pharisees, can't take nothing spiritual, go right back to the Torah, teachings of the Torah. Yahushua said the Torah was put there from Moses, the laws, because of your unrighteousness, because of your wickedness. Let's go further, family. Verse 20 again. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before the Most High, I lie not. Afterwards, I came into the region of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the assemblies of Judea, which were in Yahushua. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preacheth the faith, which was once he destroyed. He destroyed it because he was teaching of the physical, the flesh and the blood. Remember, he was before he got touched, before he got awoken, before the Father, through the dispensation of time, woke him up to the truth, he was persecuting those working out the set-apart spirit. He says in verse, I'm going to read again because y'all got to hear it, 21. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the assemblies of Judea, which were in Yahushua. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. And they glorified Yahuwah in me when they saw this renewing of the mind, the body, and the set-apart spirit. They glorified Paul because they saw that he was now a brethren. He was now the Son of the Most High. He was now no longer with the serpent seed dwelling in him. He was now, because it said that sin lies at the door. And look, I got to go back a little bit because I want to clarify that and I did not. Give me a second, family. Give me a second. Wait a minute. Let me get back to what you need to hear. I gotta find it. I just read it and I meant to go to it when I read it. Okay. Now remember we talked about I'm gonna read back because you need to hear this. I hate to go forward and don't give you. Give me a second. Okay, I'm gonna pick back up at verse 6. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Yahushua into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Yahushua. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. And all this accursed, pay attention, family. As we said before, so I say now again, if any man preaches any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persecute men or Yahuwah? Or do I seek to please men? And if I please men, I should not be the servant of Yahushua. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it but by the revelations of Yahushua. Oh, wow. There's something in there that leads you right back to the, I hate when I can't find it. Basically, this is taking you, when he was, it talked about sin. That's the part I was looking for. Maybe I passed it up. But anyhow, when you look at what sin is, remember what the instructions to Cain was in Genesis 4. When he was giving up his love offering to the Father. And it was unacceptable. And he said that if you do well, won't you be accepted? If not, sin lies at the door. See, when you go to the Apocalypse of Abraham, it tells you that even some of those from the serpent, going back to Genesis, well, actually Genesis 6, but speaking of that seed, the seed is not, in this instance, speaking of a genealogy, although it is. It's more speaking of either you're going to have to set up our spirit or you're not. So what was stated in Genesis 4 to Cain was, if you do well, you will be accepted. If not, sin lies at the door. When you come to the new covenant, you got to understand, even in the old covenant, many of our people start listening to the scribes and the Pharisees who are not preaching the same as Yahushua taught in the new covenant. They would not uphold the Torah. They read it, but they wouldn't uphold it. They didn't do righteous judgment. They were robbing the people. They were doing all the wickedness of the flesh. So some of our people followed those people, and our whole nation got corrupted. You can read about that in the book of Judges, the book of Samuel, and the book of Kings. To understand now we're split as two nations, and Slumber was put on the tribe of Judah so that, what, the northern kingdom could come back in. That's your engrafting in the book of Romans. So I just understand this. I want to make sure I point that out. Paul was of that understanding. He was teaching that. Physical, that lustful, that greedy, that murderous teaching. Okay? But the Father pulled them out of that. Not all will take that narrow path, but few that find that one. And Yahushua said, I'm not going to lose one that you gave me, Father. You don't think that, when it says all Israel will be saved, it's talking about every single person who claims to be a Hebrew Israelite. No, because it tells us, all Israel is not Israel. Then when you go to Revelations 2:9, and it says, I know your poverties and so forth, but you're rich, talking about the Hebrews. But I know them that say they're Hebrews, but they're not. Same understanding. We're talking about two sets of people that look just alike. They both got dark skin. They both say, hey, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. One is physical. You shall know them by their fruit. The fruit is not the Father's. It's not speaking what Yahushua came on this earth to teach us to become spiritual. It's a fleshly message. Let's go on. Chapter 2. I'm going to close down a link here because I don't want my computer to freeze, but I pray that everybody is following along. I welcome everyone. Hey, we're going back through it again because somebody got to hear this. This is the sixth part. This is the conclusion. Toward truth, what about Yahushua? Reading out the book of Galatians, family. I'm at chapter 2. Let's begin. Then 14 years after I went up again to Jerusalem with Barnabas and took Titus with me also, I went up by revelation and communication unto them that gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, among the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. See, not all of them understood. The ones who were teaching, they didn't all understand. But Paul said that, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. They were going to try to kill him. The flesh thinkers, even of today, who say, hey, I'm Hebrew, they don't understand the spiritual. They are attacking the ones who say, the daughters of Zion is Israel, not a woman. Still going on today, family. Trying to figure out by the moon. Still today. Father gave me understanding. As I was walking, family, this was a couple nights ago, I get up to walk my little dog outside, and, you know, the Father is always speaking to me. If you're quiet, you'll hear him. He'll give you the understanding. And what came upon me was, as I knew half of this, but I didn't know the fullness of it, as I'm walking, the stars were out like crazy that night, and I happened to look up. And then the understanding was given to me that why do the heathen rage? We know why they rage, because what we had that was useful to us, which were the stars and everything, you know, our people were using that, just like the Torah, just like judgment, and just like everything we were supposed to keep, we didn't obey, and we corrupted it. Same thing with that. Okay, so we don't deal with the stars, the moon, and all that other stuff like the heathen do. They deal with that. Why do they have to deal with that? Because they don't have that set-apart spirit. Once you have the set-apart spirit, you got the understanding from the Father. You don't have to calculate. You got the spiritual understanding. The Father speaking to you. They deal with that nonsense. They deal with that. That's all they got to work with. You call it occult knowledge, you call it what you want. But for the Hebrews who are trying to keep feast days, looking at moons and this and that, you better stop it. Hey, let me go on. All right, I had to throw it out there. Somebody might need to hear that. Okay, chapter 2 of Galatians. It tells us, I'm going to read verse 2 again, and I went up by revelation and communicated unto them that the gospel which I preached among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run or had run in vain. Many of them did not understand. So he had to talk to people, you know. Let's read 3. But neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, he was a lost sheep of the house of Israel that was in that land of Greece. So they claimed him a Greek person as far as his nation, like they do today. If you live in Africa, and you could be white as snow, you live in Africa, you go live in North Africa, they call you a African, a North African. But you're white. They claim a piece of land for a nation when a nation were a people. So this person, who's a Hebrew, was scattered out in Greece, but he was a Hebrew. That's all it's saying, family. Let's get it right. Okay, let's go on. It says, but neither Titus, who was with me, being a Greek, he was a lost sheep, he was a Hebrew rather, was compelled to be circumcised. So he was a Gentile still. He was still a lost sheep because he was worried about being circumcised. As of the flesh, Yeshua said, circumcise the heart. It's even in the old covenant, if you really want to get the truth. It's in the old covenant too. Let's go on. So we see that Titus wanted to be circumcised, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, those are your scribes and the Pharisees teaching in Moses' seat, those are those who followed them, teaching about wrap your head, uncover your head, four powers of authority, the Yahushua, the man and the woman, those type of people. Those type of people try to make you worship and celebrate on certain days when Yahushua said don't put one day above the other. That's what we're speaking of. It tells us he wanted to be, Titus wanted to be circumcised because of false brethren, unaware brought in, who came in privately to spy out our liberty, which we have in Yahushua, that they might bring us into bondage. You're going to hear about all this in the second family. It's so important. That's why I said, ye are free indeed, according to Yahushua. Why? Because some people, yeah, they're free from the yoke of iron, maybe. Their mind ain't free. See, you got to be free in the mind, the body, and the set-apart spirit. Many are just free in the body. Their mind is caught up in religion. They're not operating out the set-apart spirit. They got to still get the mind free and get that set-apart spirit. Because once you have the mind, the body, and that set-apart spirit, hey, you are free indeed. Yes, indeed. Let's read. It says that because a false brethren unawares brought in who came in privately to spy out our liberty. We read about the liberty. Some people still screwed up with the liberty. Y'all better get it right. Okay? Which we have in Yahushua, because the truth will make you free, totally free, if you have the truth, spiritual. Get it? That they might bring us into bondage, to whom we gave place by subjection. No, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. Okay, they didn't listen to this nonsense. I tell you, if you are not judging them by the spirit, by the fruit, if they're not teaching you spiritual, I do like Paul. I would not. They try to put you in subjection. Don't let these people put you in subjection. No, not for an hour. Because when you do that, you hinder the truth of the gospel, the truth of Yahushua, the truth of Yahuwah. You don't want to do that, family. Let's go forward. 6. But of these who seem to be somewhat whatsoever they were, it maketh no matter to me, Yahuwah accepted no man's person. For they who seem to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. And you know, it's the truth. They preach that physical, is not going to affect me because, say, I'm spiritual. I'm operating out the spirit with the Father and the Son. We got that communication going on. Do you have it? Do you worry about what's happening in the world so much that you can't even focus on the Father? You can't put him first? Are you worried about stockpiling the new world order, the money dropping, the cages they're going to put us in, the concentration camps? Like, you know, come on now. Are you worried about taking your refund, selling everything you got, and shipping yourself to the moon or somewhere crazy because somebody didn't told you that? Maybe a tradition of a man? Do you feel that you got to go into an encampment of a Hebrew society? Because, oh, it's getting ready to hit in America. Are you operating out the flesh? Come on, let's get the real. Paul said don't give them, no, not even an hour. I ain't going to give them a second. I'll rebuke them, but I'm not going to give them a second of my time because I can see where they're at. Unless I see they're unlearned, then I'll give them some time and teach them the word. But those, many of those, don't want to hear the truth. Let's go a little further. Let's see what Paul has to say. Paul says, but contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, that was the lost sheep. Or excuse me, let me just say that. Let me read it all. But contrariwise, I'm going to read, I got to go back up, family. I want to get the fullness. When I read this, I want to make sure that you guys get the fullness of what Paul is speaking about. Let's go to 5 of Galatians chapter 2. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. But of these who seemed to be somewhat, whatsoever they were, maketh no matter to me. Yahuwah accepted no man's person, for they who seemed to be somewhat in conference added nothing to me. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. So he's speaking of Peter went to the circumcised, which were the Hebrews, okay, because they had the Torah. They had already understood the Father's word. They would be the Hebrews. Now, when you go to Paul, he was dealing to the Gentiles. When they say, first to the Hebrews, then to the Gentiles, first to the people with understanding, then go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's all Paul's saying when Paul said the uncircumcision. Okay, that's all he's saying. Let's go a little further. I'll read it again to make sure you get it. But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, because he went out to teach the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Gentiles. And as it says, as the gospel of circumcision was unto Peter. Peter was teaching the Hebrews. First the Hebrews, then the Gentiles. That's how we're supposed to teach. That's all this is, family. It's our people. It's our history book. 8. For he that wrought effectually in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mightily in me towards the Gentiles. So the Father gives the increase not only to Peter, who was teaching the Hebrews, but to those lost sheep through who? Paul. Both of us got the same word. So let's go on. Many people said, well, they was fighting in contrary. Let's go on. Verse 9. And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and they unto the circumcision, those who are already knowing the Hebrews, keeping with the Father's word as best they could. Okay? Two sets of Hebrews are there. Many factions today. Same thing as nothing new under the sun. Still dealing with the same group of peoples. Okay, verse 10. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. Why was Peter to be blamed? Remember what he did. Let's go. Let's read it. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. He did eat with the heathen, with the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Peter did do that. But when they were come, he withdrew. When the elders, when the people who understood the word came, he withdrew himself from the lost sheep. He withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision, the ones that say they're Hebrews, the ones who basically understand. Oh, because before time passed, we were to keep Kodesh separated. Our people were always among these other people. That's why when you get to the new covenant, we were coming out of Egypt, out of bondage, and it said when you keep them out of camp, but once they get the truth, if they do the truth, they come in, those strangers and sojourners, as one homeborn. There's no difference between the two. But it were all Hebrews. There were no Edomites, no Moabites, no Gergesites, no Hamites. You just don't know the scripture. These were our people. Let's go further. Let's see what Peter did. Let me just read it again. Somebody need to hear it. Okay, let's go. Verse 11 of chapter 2. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. What was he to be blamed for? It tells us in verse 12. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. Before he knew the truth, he did eat with those Gentiles. But when they were come, now when they come, the people of knowledge come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. He feared man, because before you weren't supposed to eat with them. The gospel of Yahushua said to go to the, as they would say in Old Covenant, the fatherless, and go to the widows. Those were the people who didn't have the father, didn't have Yahushua. That's all they were. They still were our people. So it says, and the other Hebrews dissembled likewise with him. So they did just what they saw Peter do. Okay? Insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. When one person sees, that's like when these people come on here, they got people buying all kind of garb, spending money on all kind of unnecessary mess. It's not of the physical at all. I don't care how many different types of garbs you got, how many different style of head wraps you got. I don't care how many times you get up and not teach the new covenant, but just teach the old covenant and talk about the Torah. It ain't making it, it's not changing the Father's word. You just believe that because you have actually, what's the word? Come against the set apart spirit. You rejected it. The set apart spirit came from Yahushua, the word in the beginning, the spirit. You've rejected it, although you won't say, no, I never rejected it. Yes, you did. When you overlook, when you dip your little dirty self in some water and thinking that you blessed, stressed, and saved. When that's not the truth of the word, John said that he was a forerunner. He said he came to make the path straight for Yahushua, which was a spiritual baptism. He said, I must decrease so the Father can increase. Many people increasing on their own levels. You're all against the Father. You're all against his Son, and you're still against his people because you either are not operating out the set-apart spirit, you've been led astray by the serpent seed, or you might be them yourselves. You can't hear nothing. You don't know eyes to see. I don't know. But whatever you are right now is the time for you to change it when you read the truth within our Father's word. That's why we're doing this. Let's go on. Many people follow after these people. I'm going to read it again. And 13, and the other Hebrews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all. He rebuked Peter in front of all of them. He says, if thou being a Hebrew livest after the manner of Gentiles, which didn't know the Father, okay, without the Father, that's what a Gentile is according to the Hebrews. You got the goyim of a different nation. That's a different kind of Gentiles. We're talking about those who were of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. It said, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou being a Hebrew livest after the manner of the lost sheep, and not as do the Hebrew, why compellest thou the lost sheep to live as do the Hebrews? We who are Hebrews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles. No, and the Gentiles are lost sheep. This word Gentile I'm be using, don't get it confused. We're talking about our people. That last time I tell you, now with this lesson, pay attention. We who are the Hebrews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles. Okay? Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, those who read the Torah, sitting in Moses' seat, scribes and Pharisees that Yahushua spoke of. He said, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Yahushua. Even we have believed in Yahushua. that we might be justified by the faith in Yahushua, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Woo! Why is that? Well, because the Torah, which is good to read and understand, is in the Word, but the Torah was of the flesh. It was of what Moses took. It was bondage to those who actually put like this, as they said in Covenant. It says that it was for the wicked. That's why Moses had to put them laws in there, because of the wicked, not for the righteous. I know y'all read it in Scripture before. I'm paraphrasing, but you know it's in there. So let's go just a little bit further. Let's go a little bit further. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Yahushua. Even we have believed in Yahushua, that we might be justified by faith of Yahushua and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. In Yahushua is life. That's the new covenant. That's the difference between the old and the new covenant. He fulfilled the prophecies, the prophets, also the law. How did he fulfill the law? He gave life to it. The new covenant is life. You can't omit new covenant. If you're doing that, stop it. Somebody telling you, oh, there's no thing as Jesus, David is this. They don't even say Yahushua, but there's no thing such as Yahushua. It's David. Look, they're making you omit Yahushua. They're making you reject the set-apart spirit. If they're telling you physical baptism over spiritual one, they're making you reject it. If they're telling you, woman, be quiet, silence, not understanding Paul was writing letters, they're eliminate Yahushua. Yahushua came with the same message that his father did. He gave it to his apostles and to Paul, who was writing letters rebuking people. Get the truth. Come out of the physical, get in, and start operating out the spiritual. Understand what's going on in the scriptures, okay? So he said, but if while we seek to be justified by Yahushua, we ourselves are found sinners, is therefore Yahushua the minister of sin? Yahuwah forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, I make myself a transgressor. If he go back to that same nonsense of the physical, of persecuting his people, of reading and perverting the scriptures, then it says I make myself a transgressor. Because transgression of the law, sin, right? He's sinning again. He's not going back to that same doggy vomit that is spoken of in Isaiah that our people kept going back to. He had a renewing of the mind, the body, and the spirit. He was free indeed. He had liberty. Don't put that bondage back on you. Go spiritual. You get it. We're not finished yet. We just read 18. Let's go to 19 of chapter 2 of Galatians. For I, through the law, am dead to the law, that I might live unto Yahuwah. I am crucified with Yahushua. Nevertheless, or I go through tribulations with Yahushua. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Yahushua liveth in me, the Son of our spirit. Don't forget when Yahushua ascended and sitting at the right hand of the Father, the Comforter came on us, people. What is the Comforter? Set up our spirit dwelling in us. Let's get it straight. So he says, I am going through tribulation with Yahushua. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Yahushua lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, because we're all in flesh still, I live by faith of the Son of the Most High, Yahuwah, who loved me and gave himself for me. Speaking about Yahushua, that comforter, that the word that was in the beginning, the one who we were created in his image of, both the male and the female of the Hebrews. Get it right, because Yahushua was created in the image of his father. And the people, that third power of authority, as spoken in 1 Corinthians 11:3, it's us, the people, the assembly, the church. We're under Yahushua, all of us, not just the men, all of us. Think spiritual. Understand the word. Let's go on. I want to make sure everybody getting this. I'm going to read it again. 20. I am crucified with Yahushua. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Yahushua liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of the Most High, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of the Most High, Yahuwah, for if righteousness come by the law, then Yahushua is dead in vain. There ain't no righteousness in the law. There's no righteousness in the law. Let's go on. Listen. Chapter 3. Oh, foolish Galatians. Remember, he's writing a letter. He's rebuking now because this is what they were doing. He says, oh, foolish Galatians. Oh, foolish Hebrew lost sheep, Gentiles, Galatians. Who have bewitched you? Who been lying to you? Who put magic or what they did to you? You ain't got the proper understanding of the truth. You are not free. Not indeed. He says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you, that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Yahushua hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only what I learn of you. Receive ye the set-apart spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith? Are you so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, you were a spirit. You were with the Father before you were formed in your mother's womb. Who lied to you? Who bewitched you and made you think flesh? Made you worry about the flesh. Forget the flesh. It's just a vessel. Paul says, are ye so foolish? Having begun in the spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain? They're saying vanities and craziness that the traditions of men and the fathers taught their children. Still Roman today. All over the world, wherever the Hebrews are scattered. Vanities, 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 as King Solomon said. Wisest man that was in the earth. Have you suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain. He therefore that minister to you in the set-apart spirit, a Hebrew therefore that minister to you in the set-apart spirit and worketh miracles among you, doth he it by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed Yahuwah, and it was accounted to him for righteousness because he believed. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that Yahuwah would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So what nations you think he's speaking of when they say the word nations? Talking about the children of Israel, even the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's all. This is our history book. If you're not thinking spiritually, you're going to tell me, see, Noah had three sons that were all Hebrew Israelites. Folly, folly, folly. You're going to go to that verse in Isaiah that says, that Yahuwah loved Egypt and say that that was us. No. When I say that, I mean you go say that the Egyptians are us. No, 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 no. One was called, one descended from the Most High and went into that woman's womb. Only the called. If you're following scripture, it was Shem. Shem is in the genealogy of Adam all the way straight to Yahushua. You're not going to find Ishmael in there. You're not going to find Esau in there. You're not going to find Cain in there. You're not going to find any of those in there. You're not going to find the Edomites, the Hamites, the Moabites. Go look. They're not there. No Canaanites. Uh-uh. Let's get it right. And the scripture foreseeing that Yahuwah would justify the heathen, the lost sheep, through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all the nations, talking about the Hebrews, be blessed. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faith for Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, curses every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. For as many as are of the works of the law, wear your tassels, do this, look at this, do anything of the physical, are under the curse. For it's written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Check it out. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of the Most High. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. I'm going to repeat it. The just, the righteous, shall live by faith. By faith in what? The set apart spirit in Yahushua, the Comforter, which is the direct link, connection to our Heavenly Father. You ain't got to look at no moons, no stars, none of that mess. You ain't got to wear tassels. You ain't got to have somebody teaching you, because the set apart spirit teaches you. I plant a seed is all I do. The Father gives the increase. His abundance of riches, which is the wisdom and knowledge he gives. I must decrease. Anybody over there talking and yakking, and God sent me, and Yahweh sent me. All you hear about is them. They've increased, and they have not allowed Yahushua nor Yahuwah to increase. That's where you get the truth. It's not from their big mouth. It's not from mine. It's from the Word with understanding. Rightly dividing it. Let's go on. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Yahushua had redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Now we know he sprang from the tribe of Judah. What does that tell you then? You saw our people hanging on trees. They got a song about that. Come on now, family. We were under the curse. Because what? We were the southern kingdom. Blindness was put on us. Many of us still have blindness put on us today. We have not seeked the Father's face. We have not asked for the spiritual understanding. We're not operating out the spirit. Many of us still have bondage because we go to the things of the physical and not the spiritual. It says, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Yahushua hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, curses every one that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the lost sheep, the Gentile, through Yahushua, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Whew! Come on now. I know you're feeling it. Hey, brethren, Hebrews, because remember, this is a spiritual thing. He not deal with male, female, Jew, Greek, none of that crap. He dealing with vessels that incorporate the set-apart spirit. Not a vessel that incorporate empty or a soul, they call it soulless being, same thing that's in the other nations, and the serpent seed. Not dealing with that. We're going to read it. Watch. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though, because he, what is it? He got a mouth. Listen, though it be but a man's covenant, yet it be confirmed. No man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promise made. Now check it out. Remember the seed. Yes, there was a lineage from Abraham, but the seed they're speaking of is the ones that were called, who the Father knew before he formed them in the mother's womb. They were called, they were set apart. Not the understanding family. Don't mix them up. Yahushua said, I'm coming to separate within the family, because even though they came from either a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, they could be 50-50 Hebrew or not, which means either they're going to have the set-apart spirit set from the Father, or they're not going to have it. They're going to be of the serpent seed. So this right here says, now to Abraham and his seed, those who were called, were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one. And to thy seed, which is Yahushua. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before Yahuwah in Yahushua, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of non-effect. He didn't do away with the law. But check out what's going on here for me. I hope y'all getting it. Verse 18, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise. But, and promise is what? Spiritual, right? Okay. But Yahuwah gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? Why are you going to serve the law thinking you're going to get the promise? It makes you righteous, it gives you life. No! It was added in there for the unrighteous to keep everything in order. That's all it was added there for. Because the other nations were doing it, and they were of the serpent seed or soulless beings or whatever you want to call it. They didn't have the set apart spirit. And our people, we know, going to scripture, we did not say Kodesh, set apart, like the seventh-day creation. We did not. That's what we were supposed to say Kodesh in the beginning. He had made an end of everything he made the first 6 days. Then he formed Adam from the dust of the ground, placed him in a set-apart area, which was spiritual. Okay? He took him from amongst everything else that was out there in the earth. He put him in the garden, spiritual. If you're talking to the Father, he was walking and talking. Him and Eve with the Father, they were spiritual bodies. It was on the Shabbat day, a set-apart day, a blessed day. Ain't nothing new under the sun. He says, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more promise, but Yahuwah gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of the mediator, which is Yahushua. Do we all know that the mediator is Yahushua? Because there's only three powers of authority. They will go to 1 Corinthians 11, 3 and say, is the every man, Christ over him, then Christ is over every man. And then he'll say, the woman is under the man, but Christ is under Yahuwah. And he give you four powers of authority. And I probably screwed all that up, but I don't have it open right now. When we're talking about the mediator between the Most High and his people, there's only one mediator. That's that man, Yahushua. And that's what 1 Corinthians 11 speaks of, verse 3. Same thing. Don't let nobody fool you with the physical, with the lies, not operating out the spirit. Take the narrow path. Take the narrow path, Hebrew Israelites. Learn the truth so that you could be free indeed. All right. Read again. Wherefore then serveth the law? That's a question. It was added because of transgression. Till the seed, till that set apart called seed, should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels, all spiritual family, in the hand of the mediator. That's Yahushua. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahuwah is one. Do y'all understand that? It says, now the mediator is not a mediator of one. That goes right back into 1 Corinthians 11:3. Because Yahushua is over the assembly. Over the assembly. Every man means the assembly. The woman is the bridegroom, the bride. Yahushua is that man that's over that woman. Same thing when you get to Genesis 3:16. Same stuff. We're not talking about an actual man and woman. There's no separation in the scriptures you make. Look, flesh will teach you separation. Our Father is about unity. We are with Yahuwah and Yahushua. The assembly. Stop talking male-female nonsense. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but Yahuwah is one. Is the law then against the promise of the Most High? Ah, Yahuwah forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But it wasn't. There was no life within the Torah, within the law. That's where the new covenant comes in. That's the fulfillment of it, the life. That's where the righteousness was, in the new covenant. Let's go on. Is the law then against the promise of the Most High? No. Yahuwah forbid. For if there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise of faith of Yahushua might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster. It was a forerunner. But it was going to decrease as the truth, the light, the living word increased. Who gave glory to our Father Yahuwah? Come on, family. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, as they put in the word. We know that's Yahushua. That we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. Check it out. For ye are all the children of Yahuwah by faith in Yahushua. You can't leave out the new covenant. even if you don't understand, ain't talking about no David. David was just a man like everybody else. Who's me? I'm just a man, according to the scripture. You're just a man. It don't matter if you're a man or a woman, because he ain't talking about that. We're talking about a vessel. Yes, we had a set apart spirit in us, but there was one that was sent from the Father, that is sitting at the right hand of the Father. That's who we give the glory to. Not to a man, not to a woman. Hey, for ye are all the children of Yahuwah by faith in Yahushua. For as many of you as have been baptized unto Yahushua, and how, what baptism? Not dipping yourself in water, but the renewing of the mind, the body, and the set apart spirit. For as many of you as have been baptized into Yahushua have put on Yahushua. You're operating on the set apart spirit. There is neither, here we go, there is neither Hebrew or Greek or lost sheep. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female, because we're just vessels. For ye are all one in Yahushua. Hoo-hoo! Somebody say they hear me. Please, somebody say they hear me. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Yahushua. Get it right. Who's that mediator between man and the Most High? Yahushua. We're talking about the assembly. We're talking about 1 Corinthians 11:3. Now, if you think I'm wrong, please show me the scripture. Please, with understanding. Operate out the spirit, family, because the light you're doing is wrong. I'm telling you. Most High is telling me. Because, look, I'm operating out the set-apart spirit. What I say, he's given me. I hope you appreciate it. I hope you appreciate that just because I'm a vessel that is in the form of a woman, it's not me that speaks, but the Father who dwells within me. I pray you get it. And if ye be Yahushua's, then are ye Abraham's seed. Don't matter about male or female. Don't matter about free or bond. Don't matter about what country you come from. Hey, lost sheep or the Hebrews, we're all in Yahushua. We're all under Yahuwah. If ye be Yahushua's, then are you Abraham's seed and the heirs according to the promise. Isn't that beautiful when you know the truth? Chapter 4. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's see. Yeah, I got time. I'm gonna play a quick song, family, only so I can get something to drink, because you know I'll be getting roared. Look, I love the truth. I love the truth. I love the truth. And I will dispel and rebuke a liar. I will usurp authority over anybody speaking a lie on this earth, because I have that power in me to do that. And you have it too. You have it too. Don't let them fool you by talking about, oh, man should not usurp, or a woman should not usurp authority over a man. Damn it, we're going to go there another day on that one, because that's a whole nother lesson. But we're going to take your spiritual. We're going to get it right. We're going to let other parts of scripture precept in it, give you that clarity, which many don't have, because they've been under the scribes and Pharisees sitting in Moses' seat. Hey, it's like that, family. Hey, let me go ahead and play a little something for you. I'm gonna pick something really quick and easy just so I can get a couple sips. Okay, family, I'm going to go ahead and play Ain't Nothing Out There. Here we go, family. Be back.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you going to go? Where you going to go after you heard this truth?
I've got a question. Oh, no.
Okay. Okay, family. I pray you guys can hear me. Somebody in the chat room, tell me you can hear me. I tried to switch over to let her know we have in the show and that she can call in if she wants. But anyhow, can anyone, because of Calvary, can you give me a yes that you hear me? I want to make sure that the phone switched over correctly. I'll be waiting for that, and then I'm going to begin. But for you guys, just so you know, we're at Galatians 4. So I'm just waiting for somebody to give me, because of Calvary, yes, you're still there. Can you hear me? Anybody out there hear me? I need somebody to let me know they can hear me. Let me see. It's not on mute. Anybody, just put yes. Okay, I have to go to opening up mics and making sure I'm heard. Nobody is commenting back. Let me just open up a mic and see if I'm being heard. Okay, let me do this because, okay, thank you, they did. Okay, great. My phone is making clicking noise, and you know what happens because of that. Okay, family, we're at Galatians 4. Now we're talking about the truth. Uh-oh, let me close your mic back up, sis. Okay, I'll open a mic up to get a response. Okay, we're talking about toward truth, but what about Yahushua? We're talking about the flesh versus the spirit. Many people are trapped in the flesh. They can't come out the spirit. We're not talking about cutting your flesh off your arm. We're talking about what Yahushua spoke of. Take off the old man, put on the new man. We're talking about Ephesians. What do you say? We're no longer dealing with flesh and blood. When Yahushua came, he was preparing us for our spiritual bodies. Get the understanding. Don't operate out the flesh. The flesh is bondage. You're going to see why. Hold on. Let's go. Let's go to Galatians 4. Now remember, this is a spiritual understanding. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father, until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. This is the end, family. This is the end. When you get the mark of Yahuwah, hold back everything to every single one who is sealed by the Father, who has the truth and is free indeed. This truth, this sealing, this awakening, this renewing of the mind and the body, but yet alone, you got to have that set of our spirit. That's how you're free indeed. So it says that while you don't have it, it says, now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. But he got all this. He just don't know. That goes back to Revelations 2:9. I know your poverty. I know that you're poor and all this. I know. But you're rich. In the dispensation of time, the Father will, once we plant the seed, he going to let it grow. He going to bring it out. He going to give you that understanding. You have that mark of Yahuwah. And you're not going to be thinking physical anymore. When you read the scripture, you're going to know the daughter of Zion. Stop talking about a woman. You're going to be spiritual. You're going to understand our bodies are just vessels. Even revelations, you're going to understand that some of that stuff they're telling you is a lie because they're telling you of the physical when it's all spiritual. Let's go there. He says, but now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, don't know nothing, they're learning, differ nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, we're in bondage under the elements of the world. That's the Torah. That was given to us within the flesh. But we're taking Yahushua, which is spiritual covenant. Check it. But when the fullness of the time was come, when your eyes would be open, when you would hear the truth, when you'd be operating out the set apart spirit, when the fullness of the time was come, when the fullness, okay, when the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. All this is the same, family. Yahuwah sent forth his son made of a woman, that's the Hebrews, made under the law. Because the Hebrews were under the Torah, they were under the law, that's the old covenant. Yahushua was made by a man and a woman, but he had a set apart spirit. The Father knew him before he placed him into his mother's womb. Just because we say there's no virgin birth, that's a deception. This doesn't take away from the truth of the word that Yahushua was special and he was the word in the beginning. Don't get it mixed up. You got to come spiritual to get all this. Let's go there. It says, but when the fullness of the time was come, Yahuwah sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, that we could be counted as one of his children. Come on. Because we're coming in spiritual. We're taking up the old man, putting on the new man. We have a circumcision of the heart and not the flesh. That's why the uncircumcised as well the circumcised will be considered one, his children. Because it's not a physical thing anymore. Let's go on. It says, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, because ye are children of the Most High, Yahuwah has sent forth the set-apart spirit of his son in your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Woo! Y'all hearing it? Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son, or a child of the Most High. And if a son, then an heir of Yahuwah through Yahushua, not through David, through Yahushua. All right. How be it then, when ye knew not the Father, ye did service unto them by nature which are no gods. That goes right back to the Gentiles. They knew not the, we just read it. They knew not the Father. The heathen, the strangers, the sojourners. They knew not the Father. That's another answer to your question, by the way. Paul says, how be it then, when ye knew not the Father Yahuwah, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods. Go back in history. Learn about our history book. When you get to Judges, and we didn't get the heathen, the goyim, the giants, the nations, the inhabitants off the land like we were supposed to, and say Kodesh, the same way the Father wanted Adam and Eve to be in that garden. When we did not do it, and we let them be tributaries to us, first thing we did, hey, we start worshiping Lord and Mary. We start worshiping Balaam and Ashtoreth. We start taking on the ways of the heathen. We forgot our Father. Okay, family. He says, but now, after that ye have known the Father Yahuwah, or rather are known of him, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? You're still going over the things of the flesh. Our Father and Yahushua is spiritual. Yahushua sent us a comforter so that through the set-apart spirit we operate and we understand what is spiritual. The ones who did not receive that set-apart spirit, and there's some here who you think they got the set-apart spirit, but if they say, God sent me, I'm supposed to teach, why can't they get the understanding of our Father? Like Yahushua said, I am from above, you are from beneath. Where I go, you can't go, because only what has descended, come from the Father and place into a vessel, will ascend. That eliminates all the other nations. If you know the truth about the garden, if you know the truth about Genesis 1 and 2, if you know the truth about Genesis 6 and the fallen angels and what they chose and what they multiply with, if you know the truth that the word giant is not necessarily always talking about something real, real tall, it's another word for hybrid, fallen one. If you understand that these same fallen ones, these same giants that were on the earth, were on the earth after the flood. Now, instead of calling them giants, like in the book of Joshua and so forth, then they start calling them nations, peoples, inhabitants. Those words, where did the giants go? Where did those words go? Think, family. My children are destroyed for lack of knowledge. That's what I would say. Go back. If you don't believe me, go back in the Word and read it. Figure it out. Do a connection. Joshua was talking about what was in Numbers 13, talking about when they went to spy the land, Moses sent spies out. Hey, it was giants there. By the time you get to Joshua, that's the land that our people were going to. What was in there? They start calling them nations. Come on. Okay, let me go back a little bit because I didn't went off on a tangent, but somebody needed to hear it, so I feel good about it. How be it then? I'm at verse 8 of chapter 4. How be it then? When ye knew not the Most High, ye did service unto them by nature are no gods. But now, after that ye have known the Most High, or rather are known of him, how ye turn again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage. Ye observe days and months and times and years. Hey, did you hear what I just read? Let's go there. 10. He's talking about the ones who want to be under bondage. Ye observe days and months and times and years. When them people get to talking to Torah, they always got to give you the feast days and all that stuff. You got to understand what we did. That's why we're still reading it. We went back to the old covenant to understand what went wrong with our people. First, when we got to the first king that was put on the northern, or the divided up kingdom of Israel, which was the northern kingdom, which was Jeroboam, he made a day. He made an altar. He made two golden calves. Shoot, he had people worshiping on every high hill, under every grove. Look, our people were doing it. We weren't keeping righteous judgment. We were not obeying. We were worshiping what we want to say, okay, this is the Most High. We're going to worship here. And it wasn't according to the Most High. We've taken people to the Book of Jubilee, showed them that some people go by the moons and all that, but they come too early or too late. And they still worship in the elements of this world because everything was precision with our Father. And it was because he wanted to test our obedience. That's what he had pleasure in, not the sacrifices, the obedience. If I tell you not to partake of that tree that's in the midst of the garden, don't do it. We didn't listen then. When he told us to get those heathens out of those nations, those hybrids off your land, first thing the tribe of Judah says was, Simeon, if you come with me, you know, I'll go with you. We'll fight together. The Father said he was fighting for our people. Judah didn't need Simeon. The Father was fighting for him. If we obey, it's better than any kind of sacrifices we can do. The only sacrifices people should be doing now is spiritual ones and thanksgiving. Spiritual. Let's go. Ye observe days and months and times and years. Paul says, I'm afraid of you, lest I have bestowed upon you labor in vain. We keep talking about this over and over. I read many places where it says the same thing. Go to Isaiah chapter 1, baby. Go to Isaiah 66. It lets you know how the Father felt about all that stuff. But people still want to say, oh, we know it was given to us for the seventh day, and we know what the seventh day is from Friday to Saturday. We understand that. We understand, sunset, sunset, we understand that. But through Yahushua, which is a new covenant, it's spiritual. If I want to say Sunday, not that I'm worshiping their sun god, but see, it's not about a day. Y'all notice I've been testing y'all out and putting my shows on Saturday. I'm waiting for somebody to say something. So far, I haven't got any negative responses. I'm glad that tells me you're learning something. One day, I'm going to hit everybody up. Let's do it Sunday. We're worshiping our Father. We give thanks to our Father because we know who we are. We're working and operating out to set up our spirit. Don't matter what's going on in this world. This whole world is under the hand of Satan right now. Let them do what they're going to do, and let's continue to worship and serve our Father Yahuwah, the creator of heaven and earth, the fathers of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Father. Let's get it right. Let's do it right. Let's operate out to set up our spirit family. Paul says, ye observe days and months and times and years. I'm afraid of you, lest I bestowed upon you labor in vain. Brethren, I beseech you, be as I am, for I am as ye are. Ye have not injured me at all. Ye know how through infirmities of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at the first. And my temptation which was in my flesh ye despised not. You love that stuff when I preach the flesh. You loved it. You didn't despise me. This is what he says. Nor did you reject it. When I was teaching of the flesh, I was a Pharisee, Paul says that the temptations which was in my flesh ye did not despise, nor did you reject it, but received me as an angel from the Most High, even Yahushua. Where is then the blessedness ye speak of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and had given them to me. He said, because I teach a fleshly message, and I taught, which was a perversion of the scriptures of the flesh, I taught that. Even though I'm reading out the same book, he was a Pharisee. He said, but you would have plucked out your own eye and given it to me. You loved it. You embraced me. Okay, but he says in verse 16, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? What truth? the spiritual truth. Listen to whatever else is in the book of Galatians. You tell me if he wasn't preaching spiritual. Paul says when he was teaching of the flesh, the world loved him. Everybody in the world loved the flesh, not the truth, but the flesh, the pervertedness of the Father's word. You loved me. You taking out your eye from me. You didn't reject me. You didn't despise me. But what? Now, because I'm because I tell you the truth, am I therefore become your enemy? Remember, the enemies to the Hebrews within the Hebrew community is because those who listen to those who teach the perverted gospel, which were the scribes and the Pharisees, same book we read out of, that those became our enemy. Those became our enemy. That's the enmity that the Father said, I will put between thee and the woman. And those who would not accept the truth and come back, come out from among them, those who will not accept that truth, well, go back to the parable of the wheat and tare and understand where the tare went. That's a serpent seed. It's all the same thing, family, retelling over and over and over, spiritual. Get the understanding. I'm going to read it again. Paul says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? They zealously affect you, but not well. They teach you this, but they don't. It's affecting you, but it's not affecting you good. They're going to read the Torah. They're going to do this. They're going to do that, but not well. Yea, they would exclude you. They're going to keep you from the kingdom. Remember the scribes and the Pharisees? Woe, ye scribes, ye Pharisees, hypocrites. They're blocking the way of the kingdom for the children. But they're making those children more devils than themselves. They would exclude you that ye might affect them. But it is good to be zealous, affected always in a good thing. And not only when I am present with you. Don't just do this when I'm here. Do it all the time. I'm teaching you the Father's word, the truth. So that you could be free indeed. Both are to say all together, the mind, the body, and the set apart spirit. All three. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again until Yahushua be formed in you. This takes you right back to Genesis 3:16. That travailing, that woman, Israel kept suffering because they didn't obey. But through Yahushua, both the northern and southern kingdom can come back together. Those who were under the serpent seeds can come back if they accept the truth of the Father's word. Spiritual, too. It's got to look. This is just a precept. I don't have time to go through it all, but I've talked about it many, many times. I'll read it again. My little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Yahushua be formed in you, until you get the set-apart spirit. I desire to be present with you now and to change my voice, for I stand in doubt of you. Paul says he's standing in doubt of you. I'm looking. I'm seeing. I'm writing this letter. I hope I'm getting through to y'all. You know, that's what Paul's saying. Tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? We're not taking away the law. Nobody's taking away the law. We're giving you the fulfillment, which is life to the law, which is what Yahushua bought. So it says, tell me, Paul says, ye that desire to be under the law, do ye not hear the law? For it is written, here you go. This is what I want to make sure you guys got. Oh, yes, we got 19 minutes, so let me get it in. Here's what Paul says, because he asks him, do you not hear the law? 22, chapter 4 of Galatians. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. Now, I want to stop there. Abraham had two sons. Now, Abraham was a Hebrew. According to these men out here who teach it, you got to be have a father that has a Hebrew to be a Hebrew. This will shut that lie down quick. Abraham was a Hebrew. He had Hagar, which was an Egyptian, or she was of the Hamitic lineage. He had Sarah, that was a Hebrew. It says, for it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, that's Hagar, or Agar in the New Covenant, the other by a free woman. The free woman was his wife, Sarah. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. That was Agar. If Abraham was a Hebrew, then that meant both of his children should have been Hebrews, according to the men who teach that you have to have a Hebrew father. It's about the men, about the seed, about the men, not understanding the spiritual. But right here, we see that it didn't matter that this physical vessel had a child, because what mattered was what seed was placed in those vessels, Ishmael and Isaac. You getting it? The one that was sent from the father before he was formed in his mother's womb was Isaac. You go back to John 8, it tells you where those other non-Hebrew, non-set-apart spirits come from. Your father, the devil. Don't get mad at me because I tell you what's in the scripture. They had a different spirit in them. Wasn't from us. I call it a soul. Okay, let's go on. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh. But he of the free woman was by promise. Let's go. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants. The one from the Mount Sinai, which generates to bondage, which is Hagar. Did y'all get what was just read? I'll explain it in case you are lost. Because, hey, after all, Torah truth, but what about Yahushua? It told us there was two sons by Abraham. One by a bondwoman, one by a free woman. We understand that Ishmael was by the bondwoman. His mother was Hagar, or Agar in the New Covenant. Abraham with Sarah, they had the promised seed. They had the spiritual seed in that birth. It says, which things are an allegory. They're hard to be understood if you don't really understand spiritual. For these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, which generates to bondage, which is Agar. That's Hagar. That's the flesh. For this Agar, or Hagar, okay, is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answers to Jerusalem, which is now, and is in bondage with her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. What are you talking about? That's spirit. That's spirit. You got some of the flesh, you got some of the spirit. Spirit and flesh war against each other naturally, but the ones of the flesh are devouring the ones of the spirit because they won't come back spiritual. They have no understanding. They will not call for our Father to give that increase. It says, but Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. For it is written, rejoice, thou barren that bearest not, break forth and cry, thou that travailest not. Genesis, remember? Genesis chapter 3. The desolate hath many more children than she which hath a husband. Now we, brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of the promise. But as then, he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now. Hey, isn't that something? Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Think about it. This has something, there's this persecution. The one of the flesh, that was all the other nations against our people. That was the scribes and the Pharisees against our people. That's people who say they're Hebrews, saying your woman can't teach, wear your head covering, ship yourself to the moon, go to the stars, go underneath the sea, build a cavern to hide yourself, go to Egypt, any place other than America, because, see, America's Babylon. A woman ought not to usurp authority over the man, not understanding that, as well as teaching you that a woman can't teach. All flesh thinkers, they're warned against the ones who come out with the truth and read it to you, give you the spiritual understanding, let you know that's not what that's talking about. Family, it's so much in your face. It's so much in your face. Verse 29, one more time. But as then, as it was back then, he that was born after the flesh, not a Hebrew, persecuted him that was born after the set-apart spirit, even so it is now. Nevertheless, what said it the scripture? Cast out the bondwoman and her son, For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heirs with the son of the free woman. If you're of the flesh, you're not going to inherit the kingdom. Why do you think Yahushua said, you scribes and you Pharisees, you hypocrites, you're blocking the way of the kingdom for the children who are supposed to get there? They're supposed to get there. Broad is that way for destruction, and many that find it, because those who are teaching of the flesh, for our people, if you're in religion, you probably ain't heard the truth yet. It's only a sin when you know the truth and reject. That's when you have a rejection of the set-apart spirit. When you know the truth that the Hebrews, they're not the white people. They're not of Edom. They're not the Moabites. They're not the Hamites. Hamites don't get to come in either. I know that hurts people's feelings. It's not in Scripture. You're deluding yourself. I find that many people who are married to some of these other people outside the nation, really they shouldn't be teaching, because their lustful ways, their flesh comes in the way, and they don't want to say the truth. Stop teaching. If you cannot uphold the Father's truth because you have already done something that, yes, a lot of people did that. Everybody did something bad, but don't not speak the truth. Don't lie about who Edom is. Don't lie about who goes into the kingdom. There's only 12 names on the gate. You don't have no other nation but the children of Israel on there. Don't lie about who the serpent seed is. Well, some of y'all got to lie because some of y'all all serpent seeds teach it. And I'm not being mean about it, but you know it's the truth. Hey, it says, nevertheless, what said the Scriptures? What did the Most High say about all this, the flesh and the spirit, those who are his and those who are not? He says, cast out the bondwoman who had the flesh. That was Agar, who had the laws of Moses, Sinai. Cast that one out. Cast out the ones who were the scribes and the Pharisees who were sitting in Moses' seat teaching all flesh messages. Cast them out. They go along with the other nations. Cast them out. For the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman. The ones that were called, the ones that were set apart, the ones that the Father, when he set his son down here, they heard. If you have ears to hear, the eyes to see was really there. Yes, many of these scriptures look like it's reading one way, but when you understand that certain other factors factor in, like, hey, Paul was writing a letter rebuking. He wasn't saying that a woman can't teach, she can't open her mouth. Scriptures don't conflict. Your mind conflicted because you didn't hear a lie. You heard the perverted gospel that Paul, you know, he wondered what happened to you. Who bewitched you to believe that lie? Let's go a little further. He says, in chapter 5, okay, I want to read it because I think I got two more and I want to get it all in. We got about 10 minutes left, family, 10 minutes and 20 seconds. But I pray that this is a blessing to you. I'm not saying this to hurt anyone, but it's time that the truth come out. Truth got to come out. It's too many people teaching lies. We're going to get to the truth here. Let's go. Chapter 5. Now, remember, we're talking about the flesh versus the spirit. We're talking about the Torah. What about the Torah? Hey, doesn't Yahushua supersede the Torah? Doesn't the old covenant, that's your Torah, isn't that being fulfilled through Yahushua, the new covenant? Because life is given to what was of the flesh through Yahushua. Okay, let's go there. Chapter 5 of Galatians. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. That's another thing. Don't you know when I was talking about the liberty, I know a lot of people got flipped out. And I knew I had to break it in somewhere to our family. So that's why I did it. For Thanksgiving that we just had passed, last year, whatever, I said, I had a big fat turkey. Because I knew some people would be probably passed out. You know, what? She had a turkey? I had a turkey. And I wanted to hear all the responses I got. And I was amazed at some. But, hey, I knew where our people were. I was trying to see where our people were with the truth. We've been teaching spiritual, and then they went right back to the flesh. So I had to go through the show that talked about the liberty. And then people understood, okay? But you got to read with understanding. Don't let somebody tell you you can't eat a freaking turkey when you want to eat that doggone turkey on Thanksgiving. Because everything we eat, everything we get, we know who gave it to us. We in this world in the flesh, but we're living and operating out the spirit where we got the liberty. Don't you know that? But you don't put it in the way of somebody that's going to be a stumbling block. But, you know, many times we went over this stuff, so I said, well, I'm going to test out our family. I said, I ate a fat turkey. It was finger-looking good. Hey, you better know what the liberty is, because many of you Even though you say you're operating out of the spirit, you better make sure you're understanding the liberty that goes with all this. You have to understand it's not just your body is free. It's not just your mind is free. But are you really operating out the set apart spirit? Because then you're free indeed. Let's go to chapter 5. Paul says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Yahushua hath made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back to the flesh. Take your spirits all the way, baby. You've got freedoms beyond freedoms. You just don't even know. He tells us in verse 2, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Yahushua shall profit you nothing. Just doing it. Look, Paul says that if ye be circumcised, Yahushua profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Yahushua is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Meditate on it. Meditate. I'm going to read it again. Meditate on it. I say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Yahushua shall profit you nothing. But I testify again to every man, every Hebrew, that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Remember Peter? Remember what Peter did? Okay. And what Titus wanted, to be circumcised. Remember these things? Okay. Yahushua has become of no effect unto you. You've rejected the set-apart spirit. You don't understand the liberty through the understanding, the truth. You're not free indeed. You think you're free. You're not free indeed. Because if you accepted Yahushua, then you have the liberty to say, if you want to say, for health reason, I would say get circumcised in the flesh, but you can say uncircumcised. That ain't what the scripture, I'm talking about none of the flesh. You don't have to dip yourself in water. That's not a requirement. That was a forerunner. The spiritual, the renewing of the mind and body is what the Father will be looking at. That's why in the end time, the angels, they see what's spiritual on you, not if you got your foreskin removed. Come on now, family. Spiritual thing. He says, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law because he's of the flesh. If you are of the whole flesh, continue on. Keep the extra bondage on you. That's what you want to do. Yahushua's become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Now, the grace, yeah, you're fallen from that because you didn't believe. Remember the faith we just spoke of? Verse 5, for we through the Spirit, and this is precious, for we through the set-apart Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. The Father throughout the whole end-time covenant, what did he say? Wait on me. Wait on me. He told you, people worry about the new world order, all the imprisonment, all the dropping of money, oh, I ain't got no money, hey. The Father said, wait on him. I fed the children of Israel when there was no food in the desert, the wilderness. I gave them food. I gave them drink. These things aren't possible in our flesh, but through Yahuwah, they're possible. He said, if I could take care of the birds and the grass, don't you think you're worth more than that? I can do these things. These are things that are on a spiritual level. Many can't fathom. I try to give testimony of things that happen to me in the spirit. People will say, look, you better start getting back spiritual. You better understand these things are possible. The world don't want you to know this. They twist and pervert the whole scriptures to tell you you're not who you are and that you don't have dwelling within you what the Father has given to you as a gift. What Yahushua came and died for. Now he's resurrecting the comforters with you, baby. You better find out the truth. Let's go on. For we, through the set-apart spirit, we wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Yahushua, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Ye did run well, who did hinder you. Because you were running well in the beginning. You knew the truth. Ye did run well, who hindered you that ye should not obey the truth. Somebody is hindering our people right now with all these lies of the flesh. Come on. Even in Christianity, you knew more spiritual than you know now, and you say you're a Hebrew. What's up? Are you reading? Are you studying to show yourself approved? Are you rightly dividing the word? Using those precepts with understanding? Operating out the set-apart spirit to get this. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persecution cometh not of him that calleth you. He, the one that called you, he not the one hindering you. Someone else is. Maybe the Father who put his seed on this earth. And we're talking about spiritual. Go to John 8, figure it out. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. There you go. Where was this said before? Come on now, scribes and Pharisees maybe. The ones who were teaching of the flesh. The ones who were asking about divorcing this woman, and Yeshua told them, because many of them believed they got right to get many ribs. Yeshua went all the way back to the beginning. He said when man and the woman get together, they become one flesh. That's how it was in the beginning. That's how it is still today. The law was put in effect because of the wickedness and unrighteousness of you. The scribes and the Pharisees were teaching of the flesh. Our people are spiritual. Our people are spiritual. Those who hear Yahushua and our Father in truth and righteousness, hear him spiritually. The Father gives you that increase if you seek him. Regardless of what they've done to our manuscripts, you'll get the truth. He says, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I actually had more on this, because even in the Torah, the Father talks about 7 days. Give me 90 seconds. But the Father talks about 7 days, how we're not supposed to eat leaven. Well, shoot, that's a week. I'm not going to get into too far off. But I want to finish this up, family. We got about a minute left. The number is 646-595-4111. I just got not very much more to read. I got like a chapter and a half. So what I'm going to do, because they're going to keep interrupting me, I'm going to put a quick song on. We're going to pick it back up at chapter 5 of Galatians, verse 9. And if anybody at that point would like to state anything, hey, I'm going to bring open the mic, open it up so that you guys can ask or whatever you need to do. Okay, I'm going to leave you with a song, and I'll be right back.
To witness old Jerusalem, most likely it would be a culture shock, far from Babylon. Mystery Babylon compared to our native land, it would be similar to a hooker hooked on heroin. It's comparable, it's beauty and taste, the land that flowed with milk and honey, I dream of that place. And the fruit I would love to taste, what a shame our people just threw it away. The olive garden had nothing on our gardens, no pesticides to genetically modify olives, huh? It was indeed a beautiful society. Before the Romans, no taxes on our properties, no pollutions but incense blown in the breeze. Find me with my brothers catching fish in the Galilee. Fish in the Galilee. Me and my brothers catching fish in the Galilee. I will praise y'all and enjoy well water free of fluoride. No need for purification mechanisms when my throat's dry. Consume every meal with no fear of E. coli. Food is tampered with, you can still give a try. Can't count on my fingers how many people died for not eating right. When your body shut down, it's gonna be a long night. They fill you up with medication without the education. Y'all's laws taught our whole nation. And who's teaching America? You can get a watermelon without the seed, sir. See, back in the land where we from, you could plant a vineyard and later give a stranger some. Jerusalem, every day was a Thanksgiving. Y'all gave to us a lot, who are you kidding? Our nation was something to behold until we lost our minds and Gentiles gained control. Now we here in Babylon, eating on Cinnabons. If you seen Abraham, you probably envy him. If you saw King David, you might run from him. Why don't you see yourself as one of them? She have high cheeks, oh, now I guess she's Indian. Sometimes Israelites can be their own little villain. Lying to their children. December 25th, lying to your children. Now back to the title of the this song called Jerusalem. Back then, we were noble people, no tail-bearing, backbiting, a true brother's keeper. You wouldn't catch Yohanan smoking grass. He ate honey and locusts, and I bet he had a stash.
Yeah,
smoking that grass, killing all your brain cells, forgetting all your past. Give me some wine, and I bet I make it last. Breaking some bread with my brothers on the path. Doing what's good, cause I fear the aftermath. Living for Yah, so I don't drink of his wrath. And it's all good, cause I know he'll have my back. Psalm 91, I know that Yah have my back. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem, forget about this whore. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. 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 Forget about this whore. Gotta stay the course. Gotta stay the course. Focus on Jerusalem. Forget about this whore. Whore. Gotta stay the course.
All right, we're back. We're in the third hour. This is number 6, Toward Truth, What About Yahushua? We're dealing in basically the book of Galatians. I left off at chapter 5. I want to read something to you guys in a second. We're going to be going to get in a couple precepts because I do have them marked in my dollar store Bible. And I just want to make sure that everybody's getting an understanding. Now, I'm going to pick back up at chapter 5, verse 7, okay, in the book of Galatians. And then I'm going to give some precepts with this as well. It says, this is Paul writing the letter, "Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persecution cometh not of him that called you, then come from our Father. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump." That's giving you some understanding, because the scribes and the Pharisees were leavening the people, right? They didn't understand when Yahushua turned those fish into many and the bread. They only understood the leaven. Okay, and that little bit of leaven messed up everything. Same thing today, family. When we say the word sons of the Most High, are we not speaking of the whole congregation? That's a masculine word, but we're talking about the sons and daughters of the Most High, the apple of the Father's eye. When they say brethren in the scriptures, are they just talking to the men? No, that's a fleshly word. That's why many of these sites will have brothers night, brothers this, and the women are allowed to go. Father wasn't separating. There should be nothing separated with the people when we teach. It's meant for everybody, the word. Okay, if you are called, if you have an ear to hear, if you are seeking the Father's face, whether you be a Hebrew or a lost sheep. Okay? Don't let that leaven slip in. Okay, verse 10. "I have confidence in you through Yahushua that ye will be none other wise minded." Don't be anything else but spiritual is what he's saying. "But he that troubleth you," the one who's speaking the flesh, the one who's worrying you about the flesh, you got to flee, you got to stockpile, you got to get guns, you got this, you got that, woman, be quiet, all this mess. "You shall bear his," this man right here, it says, "you shall bear, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment. Whosoever he be." Whoever's doing this stuff, they're going to bear the judgment. Trust me. It's in word. Word. Okay? "And I," Paul says, "and I, brethren," he's speaking to the congregation, "if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the tribulation ceased?" No. He says, "I would they were even cut off which trouble you," and they will be cut off. Those who continue in the flesh, you will be cut off according to the word. Read it, it's all in the scriptures. Okay? "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty." Everybody should be operating out the set apart spirit, which gives you liberty, both the mind, the body, and the set apart spirit. You're free indeed, working out the liberty. "Only not use liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. We're supposed to be operating out the set of our spirit and not putting our liberty in a stumbling block type of manner in front of those who don't have the truth of the word. That's all that's speaking of, family. In my scriptures, it has, for my precepts, and I circled it. That's why I want to read it to you guys. 1 Corinthians 8:9. Let me go there. Let me get some understanding for the family, because I did circle it. So if I circle it, it must be something somewhat good. Oh, yeah. Okay. This goes into a little bit of the liberty. Okay. Pay attention. I'm reading out of 1 Corinthians 8. I'm going to pick it up at 6. Okay. Oh, no, but I want to read more. This kind of got into the eating. Because we got these holidays coming up like Halloween. It's not our holidays, but it's the world's holidays. I just want to get you a little understanding, because I know some of y'all be going in the supermarket seeing that candy real cheap right now. Get your bag. Get your bag. Know who gave it to you. It's the Father. Anything that we receive is from the Father. It's not from any of the elements of this world. We don't participate in their wicked holidays. Let's go there. Chapter 8 of 1 Corinthians, it says, "Now as touching things offered unto idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffed up, but charity edifieth. And if any man think that he know anything, he knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man love the Most High, the same is known of him. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other than Yahuwah." There's no other Father but Yahuwah. We know this. "For though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or on the earth, as there be gods many and lords many, but to us there is but one Father, Yahuwah, of whom are all things, and we in him, and Yahushua, by whom are all things, and we by him." This is your power of authority again. The Father, the Son, and the people. We understand this. We know what the world's up to. We know the lies. We know all the false teachings. We know the wicked holidays. We know about these things. But we're still in the flesh. But we operate out to set up our spirit, which is our liberty. "It there is not in every man that knowledge, for some with conscience of the idols unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto idols, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat condemneth us not to the Most High, for neither if we eat are we better, neither if we eat not are we worse." Okay? "But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man sees thee, which has knowledge, sit at meat in the idol temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through the knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Yahushua died." He died for the lost sheep, the ones who didn't have the knowledge. Remember when Paul, at the beginning we were reading, Paul said that Peter went and withdrew himself from the Gentiles, from the lost sheep? He was causing a stumbling block. That's why Paul had a problem with what Peter was doing. He was causing a, oh, I wish this person would stop calling. Oh, my goodness. Anyhow, he caused a stumbling block. Many people today, they tell you, oh, you can't do this. They don't even know about the liberty because they can't take it spiritual, so they don't understand the liberty. But you do. When we give thanks to anything that we receive, we're not giving thanks to none of that mess. We're giving thanks to our Father Yahuwah, and that's the liberty. You know the truth. The truth shall make you free, set you free, whatever you want to say. That's what sets you free. So know the truth. Okay, I had that one in there. And I had another one in here, Romans 6. I circled both of them, so I'm going to go to Romans 6 real quick. I just want to make sure that you guys are getting the fullness of everything that's in the scripture. Somebody is ringing my phone off the hook. It's probably my son. But I tell you what, let me just quickly answer it. Hold on, fam. finally I'm back. Okay, it's my son. I had to get knocked out. I forgot that he's in school and he needs a ride. So I handled that. But I want to take you guys to Romans 6:1 because I did circle it. I don't know what lesson, but since I did, okay. Okay, what I read out of Galatians chapter 5, verse, I'm read 13 and 14. Okay, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Romans 6:1 was at the bottom of that. Okay, when you go to Romans 6:1, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You will forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Yahushua were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Yahushua was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. And that's the set apart spirit. For if we had been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Spiritual body, from the flesh to the spirit. Do you get it? Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Get it? The flesh dies. We live in the spirit. We operate in the spirit, although we're in the flesh. Now, if we be dead with Yahushua, our flesh is dead. We crucify the flesh, as they like to say. We believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Yahushua, being raised from the dead, died no more. It's only one time the flesh will die. Absent from the body is present with the Father. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto the Father. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed, free indeed, or dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto Yahuwah through Yahushua, our Redeemer. Okay, that's probably why I circled that one. I'm going to keep going now. I just want to read that because these are precepts. This is understanding. When it talks about certain things, you better know what the hidden meaning is. How do you know the hidden meaning? Take it spiritual. The old man was the flesh. The law of the Torah is a flesh. It's Agar. It's Mount Sinai. But it had no life in it. The new man, as the scriptures say, is the new covenant. It's the spiritual covenant. It's the new covenant that has life. There's nothing being taken away, but it's a fulfillment. Get it? I'm going to go a little further. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay? Now I'm going to read that part again. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Who is your neighbor? Who is your brethren? And sometimes, who is your enemy? They're all the same. They are people. They're enemies to us because of the word. They've heard a perverted doctrine. But our neighbors, our brethren, that's all of the children of Israel, whether they be called a Hebrew, a lost sheep, a Gentile, a Roman that is a Hebrew, lost sheep. Wherever you're scattered, whether you're in any part of the world, but you come from the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob through the seed, through the set-apart spirit that was called by the Most High, because he knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Anyhow, you know there's two commandments given in the new covenant. Many people want to go back to the Torah, which has many commandments, and we failed every single one of them. The two that are important through Yahushua, he said, put the Father first, love him with all your heart, mind, and spirit. And the other one was, have brotherly love, have charity. That's for your brethren. That's for the Hebrews. Love them. Those two things, if you do those two things, everything's fulfilled. You're not going to sin against to the Father, sinning, trying to rob your brother, kill your brother, steal your brother. You're not going to be worshiping idols, vanities. You're not going to worship self like this world does. Those are the two things in a new covenant. But if you do those, you can't sin because everything falls right back to them if you obey. You know? Okay, it says, go a little further. I'm at verse 15 of chapter 5 of the book of Galatians. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, operate out the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. There's a warring going on between the two. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. Hey, come out from among her. Come out from the flesh, the confusion. The confusion also is the flesh versus the spirit. The truth versus the lie. Only the set apart spirit, which is spiritual, which was the word, who was in the beginning, that became flesh, that given us the understanding we should be operating out of, that is the renewing of the mind, body, and spirit to our Father. That's the only thing that gives life, family. That's it. That's it. If ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Remember, the law was given to the wicked, the unjust. Remember that. So we read in the New Covenant, and it tells us, if ye be led by the set-apart Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these, okay? If you are working and operating out the set of, out of the flesh, this is what you will see, and we see it all the time: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of the Most High. If you are operating out the flesh, you're not going to obtain that kingdom. See, some people believe it's a joke when I tell them, daughters of Zion ain't talking about no doggone woman. The Father says that in order for us to get back, we got to acknowledge our sins, turn from our evil ways, come out from among the confusion, and seek our Father's face. And wherever you're located in your captivity land, do well. And wait on Him, baby. Wait on Him. Not waiting on somebody who got a voice in a vessel to tell you where to go, to tell you what to wear, to tell you what day to observe. You misled. They got you. You've stepped off a little to the right path and the left instead of going straight into that narrow path. Because, baby, few that find them. Few that find them. All right, so he says, 22, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, shalom, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Because if you do the first two things he just told you, the commandments, love the Father first, reverence Him, and then have brotherly love, have charity, then you're going to do, everything else falls through. You're not going to sin. You're not under the law. Let me keep going because some people need to hear this. It says, and they that are Yahushua's have crucified the flesh with afflictions and lust. If we live in the set-apart spirit, let us also walk in the set-apart spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Let's not be like that. That's what the heathens do, and those with those who, the ones who do not operate out the set-apart spirit does. But we have Yahushua, the direct connection to our Heavenly Father. Yahushua, at this point, if you didn't know, He's everybody who is a Hebrews. He's everyone's covering, not just the man. No, no, no. He's the woman's covering too. You don't understand the book of Isaiah 3 and 4. You're misled. Yahushua is that mediator between the Most High and his people. Okay. Chapter 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, if a Hebrew be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So he's telling you, if you see you got a brethren that is not operating out of the spirit, restore him. Many times, it's what you call in the scriptures rebuking. You give him the truth of the word, and you pray, and you're praying for him too, that he will get that understanding. Now, if after you've rebuked them with love through the word, and they refuse, they reject, well, then you know what you're dealing with. You know what kind of spirit you got there. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in fault, ye which are spiritual, if you're spiritual, he ain't, okay? If any man be overtaken in fault, the lust of the flesh is fighting with the spirit. If this person is a flesh thinker, ye which are spiritual, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And while we're in the flesh, we're all tempted. We're all tempted. Every day, not one that's not tempted. I'm included. We all have flesh, but we're supposed to be operating out the spirit, okay? Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Yahushua. Not the law of Moses, but the law of Yahushua. The Torah of, if you want to say Torah, I don't like to say Torah, because Torah is the first five books of Moses. But the law, the new covenant, is what he's saying. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the new covenant, which is the law of Yahushua. I'm just restating things in different ways to give you understanding, but you can read it. I'm just making sure you got understanding when you read it, okay? Now, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth. But let every man prove his own work. I got somebody from New York, New Jersey calling me now. Wow, this is interesting. I guess they're used to me not having a lesson this early. I'm going to have to let it ring. Okay, I'm at Galatians 6, verse 4. But let every man, the word every man means the Hebrews, the assembly. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived. Yahuwah is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If you're sowing the flesh, you're going to reap what's going to end up, which is not a good thing for this end time. If you are operating out the flesh, you're going to sow what comes to the flesh. You know, you're going to be the tear. That we're not getting destroyed with water no more, remember? You're in the flesh, you're going to get it. You can't even get the protection that each and every one of us have through the Father, through the set of our spirit, by obeying. Unless grace is given to you. But when you reject the truth and you've heard it, I don't know about that. That's a scary thing. People worry about the New World Order. The one brother came on, Aaron Ben Yisrael, he kind of like talked to some people. He said, you better understand, some people know what they're doing out here by teaching a messed up word. You know, and he named all the sites. I applaud him for that. What he should have also stated was, they're not, the reason why they're in error, and they got to be in error because they would tell the truth of the spiritual if they went just a line or two more in their reading with the precepts. They're teaching a flesh doctrine. When you teach a flesh doctrine, you bring on fear. Yahuwah is not the author of confusion, nor did he bring his people fear, but peace and shalom. There's nothing in the scripture that should be scaring a Hebrew, one that is chosen, one is called, one that is seeking our Father's face. The world teaches fear. We don't teach fear. We're not going to do it here. Because when I read the word, it's a joy, rejoicing for me. I don't know, do you hear that rejoicing when we read? Let's go. It says, be not deceived. Yahuwah is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, and that is your Hebrews, your brethren, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. That's talking about the Hebrews, and then the Gentiles are the lost sheep, but especially to those Hebrews who understand. Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hand? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. Only least they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. I just like to read it like it is, but I'm going to read it right to give you all that full understanding. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. These are the flesh thinkers. Only least they should suffer persecution for Yahushua. I'm going to just leave out the word cross altogether because that really is, that's pagan. But, hey, look, I'm going to read one more time. I want to make sure y'all can. Verse 12, this is Galatians 6. And we're talking about the fleshers here. As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they're the Torah teachers, they're the who don't want to go to Yahushua and understand the spiritual understanding, they're the flesh thinkers. They constrain you to be circumcised. They want you to stay in the flesh, is what he's saying. Only least they should suffer persecution for Yahushua. They're not going to suffer persecution for Yahushua because they omit him. They want to omit him from you too. They want to block the kingdom for the children of Israel to go in. They want to make you more than a devil themselves. They want to. Why do you think Paul was saying, who's bewitched you? This lying doctrine of the flesh. See, the enemies, our true enemies, the Goyim, they work through the flesh because they couldn't work through the spirit. They work through witchcraft, anything of the flesh. They tear the flesh up. They starve the flesh. They beat the flesh. They rape the flesh. They abuse the flesh, which is, you know, the children of Israel who were under the curse, the ones who were hanging on a tree. They did this. And that, now they're telling you New World Order and some of the people who should be telling you, don't worry about that mess. They got you worried about what happened in the world. Oh, they go in prison cats. Oh, the police and their taser go, look. They doing what they always did. They ain't nothing new underneath the sun. You don't worry about that mess. If you want to get properly prepared for what's coming upon this earth, know the truth and be set free. Come spiritual back to our Father. Yahushua was there to gather our people then, making them spiritual. They weren't ready. They rejected it. Are you going to reject it this last time? Are you, what? Get it together. Learn the truth. It's right there in your book just as well as mine. If you have any doubt in anything we've read, take it up with the Father. You don't hate what I'm reading because I'm reading his word with understanding. You got a problem because somebody has lied to you. Somebody has told you to guard that flesh. Somebody has told you to stockpile. Somebody has told you to get a gun. Somebody has told you to ship yourself to a different country. Somebody has told you America is Babylon, a woman ought not to teach, the word brethren is a man. Somebody told you all these lies and told you look, Edomites can go and baptize themselves too, and hey, they become one of us as one homeborn. Somebody lied to you. That's not what the scripture says. This is our history book. You got to know the truth. Verse 14. But Yahuwah forbid that I should glory save in the tribulation of our brethren, future King Yahushua, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Yahushua neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. Take off the old man, put on the new man, become a new creature. That's the renewing of the mind, the body, and now you have to set apart spirit. You're back spiritual. You're back like it was in the beginning when you were Kodesh, set apart, like Adam and Eve, in that spiritual place, talking with the Father. That's what he wants you to do. And as many as walk according to this rule, shalom be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of the Most High. Not the Israel of this world, but the Israel of the Most High. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear my body the marks of Yahushua. Brethren, the grace of our Redeemer, Yahushua, be with you. Be with your spirit, your set-apart spirit. Hallelujah. Family, I hope you have ears to hear, eyes to see, and a newness, a renewing of the set-apart spirit. I hope that you are operating out the flesh. Forgive me, Father. Hope you're operating out the spirit. Hope you're operating out the set-apart spirit. I hope you understand that there's no difference anymore. We're just vessels. That's why we are able to have the Most High and Yahushua dwelling right in the midst of us as we come together now. Because spirits, there is no barrier. There is no wall, no division. There's none of the things that we see in the flesh where we separate people into male, female, black, white. All this, look, it's all illusion. It's all illusion. The truth of the matter is we are spiritual beings. And when you operate out the spirit and you know, you might not understand everything in the spirit, but you know the things that go on in the spirit. For those of you who have no spiritual understanding, think of a cell phone. When you use that cell phone, you can communicate somebody in a far-off country. But you ain't got no connections there. But through the spiritual realm, which is of the air, which is of the things that are unseen, there's something going on. The world knows about this. They don't want you to know about it. Because once you get the truth that you are the Father's children, which you were spiritual before you were born in this flesh, you were with the Father. And when you die, absent from the body is present with the Most High. This is a very, very powerful weapon that the world is hiding from you. Don't let nobody take away your glory. Don't let anyone separate you from the Father. That's all I got to say. If anybody wants to raise their hand, we have a few minutes left. Actually, we have a lot of time left, but I'm not going to take it any further because I think that's really all you need to know. But add this to the lesson that I did concerning Torah truth. What about Yahushua? This is the conclusion, family. And I don't know how to bring any of this any other way, but, you know, bring it strong. Make people think. A lot of people believe that if they're under a scribe and Pharisees teaching the flesh, that they just get out of it. No, we each are held accountable for everything that we decide is truth because we are ordained as a priesthood, as his people, to search out the scriptures, okay, to rightly divide the word, to understand and read the word, precept upon precept, line upon line, rightly dividing it, you know. If somebody's teaching you the flesh and you believe in that nonsense and that's what you want to believe when the book is right in front of you, if you want to put that bondage on you, that unnecessary bondage, if you want to separate yourself from the Father through a man, and I'll just put it for what it needs to be said, because they're teaching that it's the Father, the Son, man, then woman. If you're going to let an earthbound man or a woman, if it need be, that they're teaching that nonsense to, if you want to separate yourself from our Father because of a tradition of a man. Folly, 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 shame on you. That's not what the word's saying. This is a serious thing. You don't want to be one of those that come up to you and say, hey, haven't I done this for you? Because there will be some. Word says it. There'll be some that's going to say, look, I taught the people to wear their dresses. I taught the women that they some whores. The daughters of Zion, I taught them about themselves. I taught our people to flee out of America. I taught these things. Yahushua going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. The other nations know not to even come to Yahushua. It's those who believe that because they have something on the outward appearance that is different from another Hebrew vessel that they're supposed to tell you these things because they are not operating out the spirit. All they see is what the English words in English was written down in the scripture. Without that spiritual understanding, they don't have that. And if they don't have it, what should they do according to the scripture? Not usurp authority over the man. The woman is Israel. If you don't know the truth, be quiet. Learn. The man is Yahushua, because Yahushua is the mediator between man and woman, or from the Father and his people. That's your three powers of authority. But that be quiet and so they're yelling at you, they're keeping you from the word. If you think that the Father says that you're the apple of his eye and he says his word doesn't change, but now in the new covenant, you that whorish woman. Just like they lied to us about Ruth, the Moabitess. We know that was a Hebrew Israelite woman. All these people, they lied to us, but all these people are Gentiles. These people were Hebrews just living in other places. They used the word whorish woman, and they went back to their gods with the book of Ruth. Remember we read that? We were talking about during the time of Judges. That's the, what, chapter 1. That means that the gods she went back to was what? The Judges. She was a Hebrew Israelite. Family, I laugh because, hey, I don't know what else to do. I'm like, these people have been lying to us left and right, keeping us of the flesh, keeping us looking at things that only our mind in 2013 can comprehend. Virgins is not talking about what you think today. The word nations, they've messed that terminology up. They tell you Esau is no longer here. They tell you there's only one creation. I can go on and on and on, and y'all know I can. Y'all know I can. Why can't I? Because I'm operating out the set apart spirit. He gave it to me. Every day I get more. I got something else too, but that's for another lesson. He gave me that last night. The Father working with me, am I giving you his word with proper precepts? Have I gone outside any way to tell you anything different than what's in the scripture? Now, if I've done that, then I'm not operating out the set apart spirit, and the Father's not with me. But many will have the ones who insult them, call them idiots, imbeciles, teach them to be more children of devils than themselves, and say he is working out the spirit. The Father dealing with him. You better judge the spirit. Judge the fruit. Know what tree that fruit came off of. Is it the Father's tree, the living tree, Yahushua, or is it another tree? Y'all better get to the real, I don't know. Whew. It's like that, family, but nobody has raised their hand. All you got to do is push the number one button. I will bring you on. But it looked like everybody seemed to have gotten the message pretty good, I pray. I want to leave you. Oh, we got it. We got somebody here. I was just great. Hold on a second, family. Okay, these pop-ups always doing something bad. Okay, area code 916, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
How you doing, sister? How you doing?
I'm fine. I happened to look at my email, and I said, wait a minute, Sister Georgia got a show. Get on here and see what the heck
girl.
Is going on.
I had a show today, but you know what, family? It's not very often I get to have shows now because my son's car is broken. I'm the human taxi cab, so I have to watch my grandson, plus haul everybody back and forth. And my son started school, so I'm in school with him, hauling him there, then picking him up for work, and they both are opposite sides of our town. So I know our family will tell you, Sister Georgia, when you call us, you'll be going to bed early. Not only that, but, it's been really a blessing, sister, as well as family members and sojourners, because this week I've been ministering online, or on the telephone line, shall I say, to some brothers. Oh, beautiful. I can't wait. They said they're going to call in one day so y'all can hear them. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, we can
hear them. But our men are there. Our men just don't call in very often. Oh, somebody raised their hand. Hold on, sister. Hold on. Let me get it in. I like when y'all call in like that. Hold on. Let me open that little mic up here. Area code 303. Shalom.
Shalom, Sister Georgia. This is Sister Diane. How are you today?
Hi, sister.
Shalom.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm not doing too well, but I'm glad that you have this. Our family is experiencing a death here just today recently. Still know all the details, but just with you talking about the spirit and bringing some closure into that really is helping me out a lot. So I just wanted to call and say thank you for that.
Oh, hey. Hallelujah, sister. And you know, that it really, when you really think about what the Father's words say, absent from the body, it's present with our Father. You know, it's no wonder we don't really throw parties. Because you with the Father. We want to attain to get with them, but you already with them.
Right.
It's a
That's
blessing.
Right.
It really is a blessing. So yeah. I'm glad that the message has, you know, edified your spirit, sister, and
yeah.
we'll be praying for you.
All right. Thank you.
I'm going to keep on part because, you know, I can tell that you're going through some, but we'll be praying for you, sister.
Okay.
Hallelujah,
thank you.
Though, that you heard the word. All right,
yeah.
sister. Shalom. Shalom.
Yeah, shalom.
All right. What up, sister? You still on the phone. What up? What up, though? How's it going, sister?
Like Sister Diane said, I needed to hear it, too, because, again, you know, I had to, you know, break something off to somebody yesterday about this male-female shut up and woot-the-woot and all this. I'm just like, man, this ain't never going to end. But I'm glad
you know,
that
I'm
going to
tell you something. This male-female thing, was that on Facebook, sister?
I have to start deleting people because my whole thing, like you said, is spiritual, and you're not having the proper understanding, and you're sitting here putting a stumble block on people, especially, you know, new people who are trying to learn the truth and, you know, trying to find their way, and it's just like, it's too much confusion being put out there, and it's always about this fleshly thought of a female and a male. She got to shut up, you know, this and that, and you're a whore, and you need to... You're a demon now because, oh, and then I was told I'm supposed to be a multiple wife. I was just like, oh, okay. So, you know, I'm glad you did this lesson because it really helped me, just like Sister Diane just said. I really feel edified by it right now because I was feeling a certain type of way this morning, too. So.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do.
Through reading,
faith comes by hearing. So through reading the word, you know, our faith is builded further, I should say, and we are edified through the Spirit. You see, when we read the Word, it should be shalom to everyone who is of the Father. It really should. There's nothing in here that is, I mean, the only thing that we need to know is what we did and how to get back to Him.
Yeah.
In order to know what we did, you got to understand in the beginning. Now, the part that everybody really needs to focus on, because there's a lot of people giving prophecy right now. The prophecy, and I told the brother this one time, it might help somebody out. I'm going to say it again. Okay. If Yahushua came to fulfill the prophecy of the prophets, should anybody be prophesying right now? Because I hear people saying that, I told you that Obama was Obama, you know, he was the president before that time. That's not prophesying. Somebody else gave him that message. Or that person,
right.
that message. But you don't understand. When it said in the book of Joel that the sons and the daughter will prophesy, it's talking about getting a revelation from the Father and understanding, teaching that understanding that's received. The prophets, Yahushua fulfilled them. When Yahushua will come back, he's not coming back to fulfill what the prophets said, the new prophets are saying now. No, he fulfilled that, and his last prophecy is the return. So nobody should be prophesied, I had a dream, none of that bull. Our people are so messed up with so many things of the flesh. The prophecy for the sons and the daughters, that is to teach through a divine revelation and understanding through the set of our spirit through from our Father. That's what that's about. Anything else, they're lying to you. You got to really discern
right.
the spirit. And I wanted to say that a long time ago. I never had the chance to do it. Sister, you want to say anything?
No, I completely agree because, I mean, even though, you know, those are reading the Bible, you know, you're not necessarily understanding in a spiritual manner what it's really talking about because you got too many Bible scripture wars on all these sites and stuff, and it's just like, everyone's throwing scriptures, but no one's understanding. No one's on the same accord. That's what I want to say. No one's on the same accord with the same doggone scripture that someone else just put. You know, so the understanding is lack.
Didn't Paul say that,
lack.
Though? They say they pervert the word. They read out the same book, but they're perverting it.
Yep.
They're perverting it. That's why, you know what really, really got me? And, you know, it really did. When I wanted to confirm what I already knew, by, you know, when the Father gave it to me, when I first heard it, I didn't understand, but I didn't know who the Gentiles were. But the Father, you know, he confirmed the word to me And then I knew I had to go back and read Jeremiah. By the time you read, what, the first few verses of Jeremiah, I would say maybe the first five chapters, you know who those Gentiles being spoken of are in Jeremiah 16:19. But I'm like, if these people are teachers, why didn't they know? Why didn't they understand? It's even in English. Why didn't they understand who those Gentiles who were coming from the ends of the earth are, the ones that were scattered across the four corners of the earth, those lost sheep that Yahushua came for, those Gentiles who Paul went to teach? Why don't they understand that if the Father sent them and if they're operating out the Spirit? You see?
Yeah.
That's just, and why don't they know that there's two creations? Why don't they understand what is meant by man wasn't made for the Shabbat, but the Shabbat was made for man? Why don't they understand it? Has anybody thought about that? That's an easy one. It's right there in the beginning. You got to be operating at the set-apart spirit.
They're not. They're really not.
They don't make up everything if they're not.
It's so literal with them, and it's just like, come on. We all know, even an Edomite knows that the Bible, you know, is not just literal. Some of it is literal, and most of it is, spiritual and, what's that other word? You know,
metaphors
and all that. Even they know that, so why don't his own people know
allegory.
That? Why don't their own people know that?
Because many of them, through the enemy, and that's what Yahushua came to do, was eliminate that enemy. And they work through our flesh. And that's why the Father says, don't worry about him who can kill the flesh. That ain't who you got to worry about. But you better reverence, fear the one who could kill the flesh, the vessel, the body, and the set-apart spirit. But our people first got to realize that they are set-apart. They got to realize that they are spiritual. They got to realize that there are people, regardless if you want to call out names of who these people are, but there are people out there teaching a flesh message and deceiving you. I believe by now they should have corrected some of the things they're talking. They're not doing it. So I would have to say they're doing it because their father's the devil. Revelations 2:9, they say they're Hebrews, but they are from the synagogue of Satan. And people get mad at me for stating that, but it's word, it's gospel, it's truth.
Yeah.
You know, these things are in the scripture, and our people don't realize that when Cain came out, it never said he looked different. It didn't say he was from a different nation, but you got to remember our bodies are vessels. But it did say his father in John 8 is the devil. You know, should I say he is one of the children of the devil. Remember the devil, these are just names they throw around. Go back to Revelation, I think 12 or 13 tells you, that old serpent called the devil, called this. We know he was the beast of the field. Whatever was in the world, that's the spirit that came into Cain. But Cain looked just like Adam. By the time you get to Esau, and Esau talked about that Jacob, because Jacob was called from the father. But this one, he supplanted me these two times. People don't figure out that it was Abel he was speaking of, that even though Abel was second born, Abel was going to get the birthright and everything. And the inheritance, because he was called from the father. Then it was Ishmael. Ishmael came out first, so Isaac was still going to get it. Now, you got the third time where they were fighting in the womb, this other nation, because it had a spirit, or should I say a soul, but it wasn't sent from our father. He said, Jacob supplanted me these two times. What two times? Well, prior, the firstborn did not get the blessings, because our bodies are vessels. Letting you know what resides in us is different from the world. The scribes and the Pharisees, they had something of the world. They didn't have the set-apart spirit, but many of our people chose to be follow these people or be directed by these people or even into the world with Christianity. But you got to get to the truth. The truth is in the truth of the word, not the truth of a man's wisdom or traditions. That's why we read the word. And if what I'm saying or anybody else speaking conflicts with what the word says, well, you better start judging righteously and knowing what's the truth, regardless of what vessel it's in.
Right.
So I don't think I can state that any clearer, you know. And for those people who love the Father, they're going to love the word. They're going to love the message I gave. Those who think of me as a woman, they they're not hearing from the Father. They don't have eyes to see. They got to humble themselves to the Father and ask him to water the seed that I planted with the scriptures, or they are of their father, the devil, one of the two. If it makes you mad that I say that, oh, well, it's the truth. That's what the word says. I'm just giving you the spiritual understanding for what's being said in scripture. So our connection is the comforter, is the mediator, is the set apart spirit to our Father. The power of authority in First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. It's only three. Don't let nobody tell you anything else. Father's not separating his people.
Oh, no, I don't. Trust me. Because, you know, and that's why I'm called everything under the sun but my name by these men. Because I'm not following.
Well, I tell you, sister. Hey, I just brought back on Sister Diane. Sister Diane, something I said, something you want to hit on. Open up and tell me.
Yes. Yes. Well, I have been studying the book of the Wisdom of Solomon. And that book, I love that book, in the Apocrypha. But specifically, the later part of chapter 11, going into 12, he said something that reminded me of a lot of what you teach about the Spirit and who we are, what Spirit resides in us and what resides in the other nations. And in Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 24 through 26, and then chapter 12, 1, it says in here, "For thou lovest all the things that are, and abhorrest nothing that nothing which thou hast made. For never wouldest thou have made anything if thou hast hated it. And how could anything have endured if it not have been by thy will, or been preserved if not called by thee? But thou sparest all, for they are thine of Yahuwah, thou lover of spirits. For thine
is..." Where's that taken out of, sister?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 11.
Yeah, what book?
11? Mm-hmm.
I'm there with you. I just like to be right where you are so I know what y'all talking about here.
So
okay, so go ahead now.
So in 26 it says, "But thou sparest all, for they are thine, O Yahuwah, thou lover of spirits." And then chapter...
There you go.
12,
you notice that, don't you? They put that word souls in there. You said it right.
Mm-hmm. I've been hooked on that one for a minute. So
break that down, what you wanted us to get out of there.
Spirit is in all things, and that was it.
Okay, you want to break that down a little bit?
Spirit is in us. Huh?
Say it again?
I said, it says in here, "For thine incorruptible spirit is in all things." And it just said above how he would never have made anything he would have hated. And it says, "I hate Esau."
Yeah.
"Jacob I loved, and Esau I have I hated." And so he wasn't a called. Esau was not a called. See, Jacob was. And it says his incorruptible spirit is in us.
Yeah. I was reading a little bit above this, too. How far did you read, sister?
I read from 24 through 26 and then 12 of 1. I didn't want to take up a whole bunch of time. But
Okay. That's what I was trying to...
Yeah.
I'm going to read a little bit more of that because they got some more interesting things in here. I don't know. I'm going to read it to add to what you just said. I'm just going to read it. Wisdom of Solomon, this is in the Apocrypha, chapter 11. "She prospers the work in the hands of the set-apart prophet." Talking about the set-apart spirit. "They went through the wilderness that was not inhabited and pitched tents in places where they lay no way. They stood against their enemies," so the Hebrews had enemies, "and were avenged of their adversaries. When they were thirsty, they called upon thee." Who did they call upon? Well, they called upon the Father. "And water was given unto them out of the flinty rock. And their thirst was quenched out of the hard stone. For by what things their enemies were punished, by the same they in their need were benefited." See, when they try to withhold something from us or do anything to us, the Father still will provide. It says, "For instead of a perpetual running river troubled with foul blood, for a manifest reproof of that commandment whereby the infants were slain, Thou gavest unto them abundance of water by a means which they hope not for, declaring by the thirst then how thou hast punished their adversaries. For when they, and this is talking about the time of Moses, if y'all understand the chastisement and it's not chastisement, it was punishment that he gave to the people who were trying to come against the Most High's people. Verse 9, for when they were tried, albeit, but in mercy chastised, okay, they knew how the unrighteous were judged in wrath and tormented, thirsting in another manner than the just. For those thou didst admonish and try as a father, talking about the Hebrews, he only punishes, he only chastises those he loves, but the other, as his severe king, thou didst condemn and punish. Remember, the judgments are on the other nations, but he's talking about those who he tries or admonished or chastised as a father. Talking about Israel here. It says, where am I at? Okay. Whether they were absent or present, they were vexed alike. Remember, our people were scattered. Those strangers, those sojourners, that's what he's talking about here, family, when it says whether they were present or absent. He says, for a double grief came upon them and a groaning for the remembrance of things past. For when they heard by their own punishment the other to be benefited, they had some feeling of the Most High, for whom they respected with scorn, when he was long before thrown out and cast forth of the infants. Him in the end, when they saw what come to pass, they admired. But for the foolish devices of their wickedness, wherewith being deceived, they worship serpents, void of reason, the serpent seed, and vile beasts, the beast of the field, the serpent, thou didst send a multitude of unreasonable beasts upon them for vengeance. Because that's what they... Who tried us? The nations. The beast. Did y'all get what I just read? I'm going to read it again. But for the foolishness, talking about Israel, devices of their wickedness, wherewith being deceived, they worship serpents void of reasoning and vile beasts. It says, thou didst set a multitude of